The Vietnam War, or as it's called in Vietnam, the American War, ended in April 1975, but of course it continued for shell-shocked American soldiers and the Vietnamese, including the thousands of war babies born of relationships between American servicemen and Vietnamese women. They were called children of the dust. They were thrown into garbage cans. The U.S. brought back a few hundred in the early 80s, but Hanoi balked, said they were treated well, weren't refugees. Then in 1985, a photograph of a handicapped 14-year-old war baby on the cover of Time magazine moved U.S. students and their Congressman Robert Mrazek to bring the young man to the U.S. Then in 1987, Mrazek passed legislation to bring more. They briefly became popular at home because war babies were allowed to bring others who suddenly befriended them. But it's much more difficult for the 500 or so remaining right now, as our next guest will explain. Jimmy Miller is an Amerasian. His father was a U.S. serviceman who married his mother, a Vietnamese woman, before he had to flee Saigon. Jimmy now lives in Spokane, Washington, and is founder of Amerasians Without Borders. Jimmy, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Robin, for the really nice introductions. Yes, this is Jimmy Miller from Spokane Valley, Washington.
Well, welcome to here and now. And what was it like for you when you were growing up?
Our life over there is very tragic, you know, because afterwards, the Vietnamese society seeing us as the blood of the enemy.
The blood of the enemy.
Yes. When American left, they turned their hatred on us. We get mistreated really badly. But, you know, like right now, I'm thinking about how do we go from here to the futures.
Well, before that, a little of your past. You came to the U.S. after that 1987 law. You met your father in 1995. It turned out he'd been wondering about you for years. He's since died. But what an incredible story.
Yes, it's an amazing story, and right now it seemed to me just like yesterday. I wrote the letter to American Red Cross and asked for their help, but since I don't have any of my dad's Social Security, his address, except, you know, I have his photo and some letters he sent it to my mom, but without the return address. So they said, you know, we don't have any good information for them to trace my dad. So that's why I give up. And I thought, you know, maybe my dad already passed away. So I give up until 1994 when I get it ready for get marriage. And my sister, she thought she wanted to give me a gift for the wedding that I never forget. And then she worked at the public library in Spokane. There are only one envelope left with the postmark on it.
This is Fayetteville,
North Carolina.
This is a letter that your dad had mailed to your mom, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yes, they tried to call the public library in that area, and then might have my dad register for the public library in town, and my sister called.
So your sister called the library there and asked, you know, if he was registered. She found him. He traveled cross-country 27 years. You hadn't seen each other, and he met you, and it was joyous for him. He wanted to be with you.
Yes, yes. Right now I carry my dad's last name.
You carry your dad's last name, mm-hmm. and a picture of your dad and mom, who had gotten married. It's just they were separated by war. It's very sad, but lovely in the end that you met. And I thought it was so striking that your father's new wife was the product of a German woman who had a relationship with an American serviceman. They'd also been separated after war, so she was very sympathetic. It's just amazing that this has repeated itself. But you knew how hard it was for you to find your own dad, so you've come up with a way for Amerasians who are left in Vietnam, there's hundreds of them, to come here more easily and get through the red tape to find their fathers. What was your idea?
You know, when I learned that Amerasian is still left behind Vietnam, we spent about 5 years asking friends, people from north, from central Vietnam in Hue, all the way to deep south. It took us 5 years to gather more than 500 persons on the list. Mm-hmm. These Amerasian, their application denied over and over because they have lack of proof from their father.
Let's explain that. Yes, now they have to have proof. We mentioned the 1987 law. You came under that law, but it's gotten much tougher for an Amerasian visa, you have to have an application with a detailed explanation. And a lot of Amerasians don't have any information about their fathers. Their mothers might have burned anything that they had because it was such a curse. So you came up with what idea?
I came up with ideas that, you know, how about we give them a DNA test, because a DNA test will tell the truth. There's no lie there. But at that time, the DNA kit is still very expensive, about like $1,000 a pop. So we have to wait until when the price going down. That's about $350 a pop in 2013. That's where we start the test emulation. And we have another obstacle, because we cannot mail the kit to Vietnam or mail back to the United States, but we have to hand carry. We have to ask our friend hand carry like 20 or 30 kits. You know, like we have to smuggling the kit into Vietnam.
Oh boy.
And we smuggling in and we smuggling back out. And the people wait at a coffee shop. And then we bring them in, a group of five. We test after five. That group walk out. We send out another group in. And we collect the DNA kit, the first wave of 100 kits. And we ask for donation among our group, our friends, Amerasians, you know, my own money. Because we have no support from anybody.
Well, also, we want to give a shout-out to Family Tree DNA. That's a Texas group that is giving you a bit of a discount, but these kits are still enormously expensive. What kind of reception are you getting from the Amerasians in Vietnam? Do they want to know?
Yes, because this is our only option. We give it to them to prove themselves.
I have to say, Jimmy Miller, I have traveled to Vietnam, just loved traveling there. And it's so clear when you see an Amerasian. It's so clear with the blue eyes and blonde hair. It's so clear if they have African-American features. It's so clear when you see an Amerasian. But that's not enough, you're saying, for the U.S. government, for them to be able to get a visa.
Yes, that's heartbroken right there. Like you said, you know, we clearly look different than a normal, ordinary Vietnamese people.
So the thing that made you a scourge, you know, that you looked different, you could not hide, that thing isn't enough to get people into this country now. And have you been able to bring Amerasians over after they've been tested?
There is another obstacle we have to jump. Right now, after we test, they only accept if we found the father or the siblings or at least like uncle or aunt. And then from there, we ask the family to try to obtain the DD-214 form, the military record. So we can use that DD-214. We submit with the DNA test to the U.S. consulate. Mm. And then there are another hoops we have to jump that even we found the dad, we found the siblings, U.S. consulate is still asking for the AABB accredited DNA testing through them. This cost us another $400, $500 before the U.S. consulate can approve them.
They want a second test.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you want to do a shout-out to American servicemen right now who might be listening, who might be thinking, you know, I could maybe help here. I think I have a child, or I know. I mean, as you said, your parents were married in Vietnam. Would it help if U.S. servicemen reached out to you?
Yeah, a lot of Amerasian, they don't know even their mother. They when they were born, they were already thrown away to orphans. Mm-hmm. How can they prove with the U.S. government about their father?
Yeah.
After the war, 1975, now 2018, 43 years later, U.S. government still have the obligation to go back to Vietnam, gouging the dirt, looking for the remain of the missing in actions, while their children still in Vietnam, still alive, still walking on the face of the earth. That's why I lucky enough, I found my dad. I have a good family. I have a good job. But how about the Amerasian? We call them brother and sister. Mm-hmm. They still left behind. They are just like the people on a sinking ship. And I try to reach out and I help one by one. But how about the other? Not all 400 able to find their father. That's why I launched a petition, and I hope we have 100,000 signatures to the White House. And I asked President Trump, how he can help us to bring the children of Vietnam veterans. Could be a children of the 58,000 men who gave their life. It could be a children of the missing in action.
They are America's children.
Yes. You know, bring our kids back home.
That's Jimmy Miller, founder of Amerations Without Borders. His effort is to bring the several hundred, maybe as many as 500, children of American servicemen still in Vietnam. He wants them here in this country, working with DNA testing to try to do that. Jimmy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.